In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, we take some time to celebrate some of the things that December has brought and is bringing. From The Wiz to Star Wars and other holiday movies, we enjoy these special treats in time for Christmas. Have a merry ho-ho-ho as COL 343 starts now.
December 13, 2015. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
And I'm Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 343. Wow, I was like, turn back time.
Yeah.
That was 100 episodes ago. We're not at 143. We're at 343. So that's the right one.
Wow. So. Turn back time indeed.
Oh, I don't know what the heck's going on. But you know what? Let's go right into this. Did I mention last episode that we are now 11 of 13 Mythic of My Raid team?
Nope.
No, I don't think
you
did.
Remember if I mentioned that? Oh, yeah. No, we would have because we hadn't recorded shows since then. So we're 11 of 13 Mythic. We're almost done. Hopefully today we'll be able to get to Manoroth, but make that 12 of 13, and then we're off to the last boss. So excited. We were just doing farm last night. So I still haven't gotten any gear. To help out with that, but with Valor upgrades and such like that. So a lot of wowness. I have completed a few of my tier 9 sets project that I'm working on for all my tunes. So that's been fun. I've got them posted on my website, jeffreyanderson.com. You can go into the 24 tunes and Call of the Crusade, and you can see a gallery of all of them that I have completed so far.
Sweet. So,
it's pretty neat. So, yeah, considering my current situation, which I talked about last time, all I've been doing is WoW for good reason. You know what? I'm saving money by not going out and doing fun stuff. I've been staying at home doing fun stuff.
There you go. So. Sweet. Ooh, hello. Sorry. I'm distracted by Tumblr. Whatever. Anyway.
So fake.
Totally distracted. So, actually, yesterday, I was spent the day with Ben Stick getting glasses and having fun and all that stuff, you know. And we decided to hit the Covington Night Bazaar. It was a, not really a pop-up, but like a two-night later in the evening kind of event where, you know, people could sell things and, you know, solicit people and talk about their, you know, crafts and all that stuff. One of our mutual friends has a piercing place and is doing doing that and promoting that and all that. When we were there, there was this really cool restaurant that was giving out samples. And we were real hungry, and we found out that the restaurant was like, for a 4-minute walk away. So we went to the restaurant. The restaurant was called The Gruff, as in Billy Goat's Gruff, the Three Billy Goat's Gruff. And it's a very American fusion / you know, kind of a modern take on a lot of like different foods. But one of the best things they had was for dessert, we got an ice cream sandwich, and it was two fresh baked cookies with a vanilla bean ice cream in the middle. It was huge, and so me and Ben split it, and the cookies were so fucking good that I ended up. They have a little market as well in the store in the restaurant, there can sell, like, you know, beer and wine and actually, like, actual, like, grocery kind of things. And then they also sell the cookies. So I ended up buying two more and gave one to Jim because I didn't get to see him much yesterday.
Aww. So,
yeah, but it was a really good time, and the restaurant was really nice and a little pricey, but it was good food. I posted it on Facebook, what me and him had and all that stuff. So it was a good time, but I really had a really good foodie experience with it.
Yay! Food!
Yay! Food!
Food!
Food! Gary?
So, yeah. For those of you that don't necessarily know or haven't figured it out, technically, when this episode is posting, Damon and I have probably wrapped up a great weekend.
Yeah.
In Indianapolis. We debated on trying to push to do a show on the road and get it out in time, but we decided instead we're just going to do this. So, that being said, my decorations are done.
Ooh.
I got the tree put up, and I channeled my inner faggoty artisticness. My mother wanted to get a wreath. It's a long story, but she saw that the Christmas tree store, which we have one in Erie, was having a sale, and you can get three of them for, like, I don't know, $20 or something like that. They're artificial wreaths, and so we bought the pack of three and blah, blah, blah. So mom's like, well, you need a wreath for your front door, which I'm like, well, I can't technically argue with that because I wanted one for years, just never bothered to buy one or whatever. So I took one of these wreaths, which cost approximately $6, with the warm weather, went outside and spray painted and shellacked the crap out of it, changed its color. Oh, I took the lights off of it that came with it because that – I didn't like them. Spray painted it and then added ornaments and tulle and these spirally decoration things that you put in Christmas trees that I had bought for some other stuff. And I basically made a whole brand new wreath. Sweet. And it's on my front door. And as very Ronnie nice. Said, it would make a great Christmas hat. He's being a shit, but that's okay.
Christmas hat?
Yeah. Well, you know, like he was thinking, you know, like when you go to Christmas Mass or whatever, you know, when you go to church and you need a church hat.
maybe.
So
maybe.
And then I also bought, because I was thinking ahead online, I bought a 6-foot strand of LED Christmas lights that are battery operated.
Ah.
So when it was all done, then I put the lights on it and I put the batteries in the battery pack and it's hanging on my front door. So. But I have to remember to turn it off.
Yeah.
I didn't spend the money or bother to look for one with a timer. I just, you know, just takes a couple AAA batteries. So I got the tree up and a couple other little decorations done, and that's about it. I don't really have a ton of stuff. I'm not a big decoration person, and that's probably because of my mother. And while I love her, growing up when I was a kid, we did a lot of decorating for a lot of holidays, but I ended up doing the majority of it.
Ah.
And now that she's moved into her new apartment, I'm the one that, you know, gets the totes out of the closet and, you know, packs the stuff and unpacks the stuff, and she figures out where she wants it to go, and I put it out. And so that's probably why I'm not a big holiday decoration kind of person, because I already get my fill doing it that way.
That reminds me, I should probably organize my lights. So far, my Christmas tree and my lights are been sitting in the same place since I moved into this new apartment.
Huh.
And I should probably spread them out. They're still in the same location, though. On my counter.
Huh.
Anyways, that's beside the point. That reminds me of that.
Good deal.
Okay.
Yeah. And with that, we have no feedback, so I'm not going to even play the teaser. Guess what, folks? We got nothing again.
No, that's not true.
No, I suppose not.
That's completely not true. In fact, actually, Jeff, have you checked your email recently?
You know what? I'm not seeing anything yet. I'm hitting refresh. I'm not seeing anything.
Uh-oh.
You sent it to the right email address? What email address did you send it to?
Box Puppy.
Oh, I don't know.
Gmail.
Well, anyway,
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, so I'm checking my primary inbox in Gmail. You know how it has different tabs, primary, social, and promotions?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't looking in the promotions tab.
Oh.
Thank you, Gary, for the early Christmas present. I got $25 e-gift card for the Alamo Draft House. Now I need to find the money for the pizza and the beer.
Oh my god!
Does it only? I'm gonna have to see how that works, because is it just for the ticket? Because I can order that online, or can I still use it? Can I get my food?
It's an e-gift card. You should be able to use it for everything.
Yeah, but
anyway,
because you pay for it at the end of the. I don't know. I don't know how it works with it. Anyways, I'm sure there's a way it works. I've got a Draft House app. Thank you, Gary. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I'm just wondering how to utilize it properly. That's all.
It's all good.
Gift cards are also good for purchases made at the Glass Half Full, the Highball, 400 Rabbits, and the Chesterfield.
Okay, that's other locations.
Oh.
Anyway, still.
But still, I've never had an e-gift card besides like using for Amazon or something. So, which is easy to do. But when I go in and order my food, how do I use that gift card to pay for it? I don't know. So, well, I'll find out. I'll dig deeper into that.
Sweet.
Cool. Thank you. Because of that, I have the bestest co-hosts ever.
So
last year, Damon got me Krause's. This year, Gary gives me a gift card, especially considering episode 7 is coming out.
Exactly. Hello.
Yeah.
That was so at a point.
See, Damon picked it up. He figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I figured it out. I was not mentioning it. So I'm sorry.
So,
if anything, you should be able to get admission and a beer. Or
sweet,
you know, two beers. I don't know. Something.
I could probably get. If it's a little over, I'm sure I can figure it out. So it's good. We're good.
So yeah, speaking of holiday-ish stuff, I'm going to make a guess. My crystal ball tells me that Damon did see something on TV recently. But maybe Jeff didn't.
More than likely, that is true.
And what I'm talking about is The Wiz Live on NBC.
Yes. NBC's continuing their tradition of a musical around this time. And this time around, they did The Wiz, which is a reimagining of The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. And yes, I did get to see it. Yes, I enjoyed it. I wasn't as live, like tweeting and Facebooking as I was watching it as other people were, because I had a lot of people in my feed like talking about it and saying things, especially, I think, do you know Carlos, Gary?
De Leon?
Carlos De Leon? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Especially him. Especially him. Like, he was very much like, talking about it a lot, but it was really good. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't great. It was really good. I always have issues with these live broadcasts of musicals, mostly because in a lot of ways it's not really live, and two, in other ways it's hard to. I like when I'm sitting in a theater and I'm watching the show in front of me and I can see everything. Like I can see like, you know, people coming in from the sides as we're doing, you know, as we're going into these like big group, you know, numbers and whatnot. I love seeing all the action going on, like off, like just off the wings and kind of on the main stage. Unlike on the live theater format, or not the live theater, but these shows, you have to deal with, they deal with editing and camera angles and jumping back and forth. And that could be a little crazy because you're, I get that you want to focus on, you know, Dorothy at this moment in time, looking at the camera, you know, doing what she needs to do, and then maybe go back to the rest of the cast and this, that, and the other. And it worked in some ways and in a lot of ways it didn't. And that was one of the things that kind of detached me from it. I was watching a TV show that was being done live, like Saturday Night Live kind of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. Not that it was a bad thing. It wasn't as theatrical as it could have been for me.
Right. No, that makes sense. I did. I went to my mom's. We watched it live because she has cable and I don't. And I enjoyed it overall. I thought they did really well with it. I told mom after, well, this being the third year, they finally got it right, I think. Yeah. That they, you know, they treated it like a full Broadway production. They got, you know, Broadway producers writing the book and directors. And, you know, I mean, they rehearsed the shit out of it and promoted it like crazy. Oh, and yeah. I think that it paid off. You know, I read an article where I agreed that they got the formula correct, that they put an unknown in the lead title role surrounded by, you know, stars, quote unquote. As opposed to Sound of Music, which was headlined by a star surrounded by a bunch of unknowns.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they, you know, they did really good with the plan and stuff. If people are friends with me on Facebook, you may have seen that I posted a couple of related article type things after the show was over in regards to the fact that some people in our American society are dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how else to say it. I'm sorry. Like,
no, that is perfect. That's exactly what I would say.
When people were posting and they're like, oh, how would they like it if we made an all-white version of The Wiz? And I'm like, we did?
Yeah.
It's called The Wizard of Oz, you fucking moron. Yeah. So anyways, there's some articles about the history and the importance of it and Stephanie Mills. And I was glad that they incorporated her into the show as the aunt. I thought that, you know, for a holiday time production, even though it's technically not holiday themed, I thought that NBC like far outdid Peter Pan from last year because that was a disaster. Well, it was. It was atrocious.
It was. I didn't even watch it. I was.
Even excited. Though Peter Pan had some really hot guys in the cast, no. And anyways, so yeah. And then in addition to that, Rudolph played as usual and Charlie Brown Christmas special. And I'm kind of irritated a little bit because I don't have cable. Like I kind of can't watch them. Do you know what I mean? Unless they come onto Hulu or if Netflix maybe has them. So
I actually have a Blu-ray of the Charlie Brown holiday specials.
See, I've been kind of debating on if I want to buy them. Like I said something to mom about I got to find the right box set. There's a box set of all the Santa Claus / Rudolph claymations type.
Yeah.
Shows that I think is what I'm going to have to do. Like I own White Christmas, the movie. I still have to get Holiday Inn. Like those are my two like favorite all time holiday movies. I feel like I have to own them so I can just freaking watch them instead of like, you know, where can I find them?
You do know what the ultimate Christmas movie is, right?
I think it's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
It's Santa Claus the movie. How can you beat that?
See, I knew you were going to say that because some people would say Home Alone. Some people would say The Wizard of Oz.
Some people would say Die Hard.
Some would say Die Hard.
Die Hard would actually,
if I were to choose,
take a place during Christmas.
If I were to choose a holiday movie that I have to see every year, or at least look at. I have, it's two. One's a little more classic, one's a kind of more contemporary one. It would be It's a Wonderful Life, one of my favorites. Just, you know, I've always liked the story. I like what they do with it. And then A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Love A Christmas Story. I know a lot of people, the only reason I can see why people are tired of it is because of, well, TBS, that every year basically puts it on repeat for 24 hours. And you kind of, you can see it and see it.
See it.
And see it.
See it.
Yeah.
Well, there's also The Muppet Christmas Carol, which is really, really good.
Yeah. Oh, and Scrooged.
Yeah.
Is it Scrooged? Is it Scrooged? With Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Thank you. That one was a fun one.
Speaking of Bill Murray, if anybody has Netflix and they haven't seen it, you have to search for it because it doesn't seem to come up right away, which is weird. You need to look for A Very Murray Christmas Special, I think is the name of the show. In fact, I'll try to look it up right now. So Bill Murray did a Christmas show, which is very interesting. The premise is that he's in New York City and he's going to do a live, like, you know, holiday special with all these stars and guests. It is a star-filled show, but things don't go as planned. And I posted and I said, you know, a friend of mine, Stephen Rochester, was like, did you like this show? Because I said – I posted that I was going to watch it. And I said, actually, I did. But you have to hang on. And I say that because if you're looking for a conventional Christmas show, this isn't quite it. And you might kind of like be, eh, you know, or whatever. But then you wait to a certain point and there's sort of a sequence or a segment. And then you get like what you're really thinking you're going to get. And anyways, I thought it was cute and I liked it. And it might become an annual kind of classic thing just to play in the background. Cool. So, but yeah. For me, my big one is White Christmas. While I love Holiday Inn, I like White Christmas specifically for Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's big production and you know, big songs and all that stuff.
You know, White Christmas was originally done, or the song White Christmas, the one that everybody knows about, is from Holiday Inn, not White Christmas.
Right.
Ah, I've seen, and I actually just saw a couple of weeks ago, I think before Thanksgiving, White Christmas on the stage. I saw the stage version.
I'm pretty sure I have White Christmas. I can't seem to find it in my collection here.
Huh.
I got Holiday Inn, like, right front and center. That scene.
Okay, so I'm adding to the show notes A Very Murray Christmas. Ooh, that doesn't look great. But I've got the Netflix direct link. So.
Okay, cool. So if you're looking for it, you can just go to cubsoutlaw.com and click the link.
Right.
Make it nice and easy for you folks.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Found it. Okay. I knew I had it. Sorry,
so, yeah. And while this has nothing really to do with the holidays, I am starting to really get excited to go see the new Star Wars movie.
Oh,
yay!
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see it this year.
Vincent, Rich, and I, and Rodney, we're all going to go see it on the Friday. We're not going to the midnight show thing. So we're going to go see it on Friday. So I'm leaving work a little early, and we're going to go see a late afternoon showing of it. And I'm kind of stoked. And I've also decided I am officially not watching any more trailers. I've watched so many, including great, amazing YouTube videos of all the trailers, all the found footage, all the like stuff that's been posted anywhere, be it, you know, news or entertainment shows or whatever. Someone put it all together to try to make a chronological. And that's when I was like, all right, I need to stop watching them, because if I keep watching them, I feel like I'm going to go see the movie and then I'm going to be like, oh, like I'll be excited, but then I'll be like, I kind of already seen a bunch of it.
Yeah, I've been focusing all on WoW, so I haven't really been watching anything. So I've been relatively spoilers-free.
I also noticed something very interesting. Pretty much all the trailers have minimal dialogue.
Yeah, I think they're trying to sell on the more on the visuals, being like, hey, this looks really cool, and you've heard some like interesting lines like Chewie, we're home. It's got to be my favorite line.
Although I did see a spoof meme that made me laugh, where it's the two new young actors, Daisy Ridley and John Boyega. It's a still of the two of them, and it, and the the words say, "Is it true?" And then it's Harrison Ford as Han Solo, and he says, "Yes, it's all true." But the best is like the next one is, it's apparently Daisy, the character, is asking him, how did you make the Kessel run in 12 parsecs when parsecs is a measure of distance and not time or something like it? It's so fucking funny.
Nice.
Because he answers it. And then I saw someone put a comment to the, meme and said, Han Solo's having none of your ass hattery. Like, you're sorry. Because he answers the question. It's so fucking hysterical.
Well, parsecs is is distance, right? So he probably did it in less distance than most normal people. Maybe they had to normally go around things, right?
Let's not.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I don't know. I just don't bother thinking about it because all I know is that he did it really fast. So.
Bam.
There you go.
Yeah, it made me laugh really hard. I was like, wow. But yeah, I'm excited to go see the movie, and I'm hoping. I'm hoping that it not only brings back the magic of the movies, but like that it leaves you wondering things, and it's, you know, it's the right kind of roller coaster ride, and you're excited about stuff, and you know.
Well, one thing I hope for, while there should be a through line from the coming trilogy, is I'm hoping they'll kind of have the same idea of what the original Star Wars was, because honestly, Star Wars, aka A New Hope, was a complete story. There is a beginning, there is a middle, there's an end, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell another story. There's something that can easily, it still allows for more stories to be told, but for all intents and purposes, it's one story. It can be just a standalone movie. If they did a New Hope and that's all they did, great. They didn't need to do more, but people really, really liked it, which mean allowed for more storytelling for it, which I like. So I kind of hope that it can be, you sit down, you saw a beginning, middle, and there's not necessarily a cliffhanger at the end or something. Although cliffhangers are not bad. It's just that way I'm not going like, ah, I hate you. You don't tell the finish of the story. I want to know more. It's like, oh, we're excited. I can't wait for the next movie. But, you know, you got that complete story. We're good. Yeah. That's my thought. Speaking of Christmas, because we're talking holidays here, do you guys have any holiday traditions that you do? Like one thing that you do each year, you may do multiple things, but one thing to kind of keep it short, that you do one each year for Christmas. Now all of us here celebrate Christmas, so all of you there, if you celebrate something else, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or something, whatever, kind of along the lines,
Krampus.
Oh, that's Krampus true. Is a person.
But there is a like movie Santa Claus out too.
Yeah.
But I will say, one thing I always do,
and you may do a bunch usually, of things, pick one.
Yeah. Usually I know one thing I've agreed to do, and it'll be a new tradition here in this house, is I don't decorate until after Thanksgiving, like maybe even the day after, but I'm happy that I'm getting an opportunity to decorate again and share that with Jim and everything. But I used to love to decorate, and I don't get a chance to do, I haven't had a chance to really do it since I had an apartment that was on a second floor, and it was a little harder for other people to see. So it'd be for just me. And I was like, nah, forget that shit. So now that I have someone here and that we have a house that has windows, you know, on, you know, the floor, I really want to like decorate. So my mom was a big decorating the place, our apartments and houses, and I want to do it again. So that's my big one, is taking time and decorating and having fun.
You're setting a new tradition for your house.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you're taking it one holiday at a time.
Yep. Once Thanksgiving is over, then we start with Christmas. And
for me, one of my holiday tradition, actually family tradition, is orange Cheerios and blueberry muffins for Christmas. For Christmas morning. So as we're opening our presents and you know, just starting the day, that's our breakfast. Mm-hmm. And lately, since I got into Good Eats, I've been actually not using some of that, you know, boxed crap. I've been making real stuff, although because of certain things, I may not do that this year.
Yeah.
Although I really, really want to. I may splurge to do that.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Gary? One thing you do for Christmas every year. Or starting?
I don't know.
You don't have any tradition?
Well, I don't, that's where I'm like stumped. I'm like thinking, I'm like, what do I do? Like, what have I always done? I'm like, nothing really. I mean, since I moved into this place, this will be my fourth Christmas. Yeah. So I've had a tree every year, but the tree came from the building I used to work in, which I know sounds strange, but we were getting rid of everything in the building when we closed it, including all the decorations. So I got the tree that used to be in our department, which has special meaning because it belonged to my mentor, who used to be the site director, who had passed away. So there's a running kind of inside gag joke about it that the previous site director liked country style decorations because she lived out in the county. So she liked things that were very country, like home interiors. It was the running joke. And she also liked animated stuffed plush like toys, you know, like animals that sung or dance or did crap like that. So the running joke is that one year the tree that we had in our department in training, which is a silver aluminum tinsel tree, had been decorated over by the site director in the country kitsch.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. It was war. So, and then she put all of her animated toys at the base of it and turned them all on.
Oh,
wow.
To tick off her manager. So anyways, so then she left. She moved up to become vice president. And then our training manager became the site director. So the running joke was, you know, that she was taking all that country kitsch down and we were going to have, you know, a more modern, sleek kind of Christmas. So anyways, that tree, that silver tree is here, and that's what I have. And actually, I do really like it. And so my mom did say to me this year, what color theme was I going with? Because the first 2 years I used purple as a big color, and then I switched over to teal. And I said, I don't know, I hadn't really thought about it. So I guess that's my only real tradition, is that I put up a tree in front of the windows in front and decorate and stuff. Okay. So, and I did that last weekend. Got it all done.
Your mission for next year is to find something that's else. Because I've got a whole bunch of things, but so.
Huh. I don't know. I would like to start a tradition that I get laid, but, you know.
A Christmas lay, yeah.
Just saying.
Christmas lay. That's a Christmas miracle sometimes. It's a Christmas miracle.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
And so, with that in mind.
Speaking of being perverted. Fuzz in the shower.
It's Fuzz Butt.
In the shower.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fuzz Butt in the shower. Oh.
I don't think I really need to say more about this. But
somebody's butt is very, very red.
Well, yeah, it depends on what's going on.
Well, actually, you know what? He's a redhead, as we well know, and fair skin. So I'm thinking, I actually think it's just the heat from the shower.
Just because if you look at his shoulders and his back.
I know, but that's a different color pink on his butt. I'm just saying. Well,
it's possible that recently other things had happened.
It's totally possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not gonna. I don't know. I can't remember when exactly these pictures were taken.
I don't know. It says the rest of the photos from the shower set, but I don't know when those were. I looked through his Tumblr and I couldn't find the previous one, so
that's okay.
It may have been a while ago.
Well, these pictures were taken back in August. The photos were posted back in August.
These specific posted recently, so.
So I don't know. I don't know. I have some thoughts and possibilities, but I'm gonna reserve my comments for maybe getting confirmation from the man himself.
Another show.
Okay.
Moving on.
Damon.
So I titled mine Smells of the Season. And you can see why.
Mm-hmm.
Nice smell.
He's definitely smelling something.
Muscle pair. Yeah. Smelling some underwear. I want to believe it's his own. But, you know, he's got a hat on, and it's very festive with the hat and everything. So, yeah.
And the red and black harness and the red and black tattoos and the big, meaty chorizo uncut. He's holding.
Yeah.
Uncut.
Yeah. He's very festive and tribal. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Speaking of festive, I decided to, even though it is already technically titled, I retitled it as Santa's Pups.
Mm-hmm.
Because the actual caption is Alpha Santa needs a caption. And I was like, what? So. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw some. I actually reblogged one of the outtakes from this.
Yeah.
Particular set.
So for those of you that are aware of Noodles and Beef from San Francisco, he did a series of pictures with his pups, and they're in holiday hats.
And leather and
muscles.
And hotness and everything.
And harnesses and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
Yep, 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 yep.
And guess what? It's time to wrap up with some links. I'm actually going to say the reason Donner Justice trailer. In all honesty, I haven't actually watched the full thing yet, but I will be soon here. And plus, I'm really, really excited for the movie. So, not much to really say about it.
Yeah.
Just
I don't know.
It's very much in the style of the... it's very much in the style of the Man of Steel movie. So I kind of like keeping that because unlike some people, not necessarily present company, but unlike some people, I really liked Man of Steel. I really, really like it. I thought it was really, really good. But, so.
Yeah.
Damon?
I don't have one.
Okay. Just want to be sure.
Yeah.
Mine ties to the Star Wars thing. If you haven't seen it yet, which you may have already, you may have already watched it more than once like I did, Carrie Fisher, who plays Leia Organa, possibly Solo, no one knows yet, General Leia in the upcoming movie, she's, you know, doing the circuit promoting it, and she had a fucking amazing interview on Good Morning America. And the reason I say it's fucking amazing is because she ruled it. It's hysterical. She's on there with her dog, Gary. The poor woman who's trying to interview her loses control because Carrie just, like, you know.
It's over.
Is it dealing with some of it? One of the best parts of it is what she says about – the interviewer says to Carrie Fisher about you had to, you know – lose weight for the role, or you lost weight for the role, or something like that. And she's like, yeah, it's something that I think is a dumb conversation. Oh, yeah. It's fucking amazing.
It's like, okay, you're starting to dish on this. You're not going there.
No, because she already, because Carrie already had talked about it. She mentioned it back when filming was going on. See, this is the part that annoyed me about this topic was it's old, but it like resurfaced itself at the beginning of December, how she said like in a UK interview that she was mad at Hollywood because she had to lose weight as a woman to have a role.
Uh-huh.
And consequently, she, you know, was like, nothing's changed in 40 fucking years. And so there was a like all these people were posting about this, you know, like a week or 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I told my mom, I was like, this isn't new. She said back when they were making the film that she lost like 30 some pounds or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like now they're making a big heyday out of it because the movie's about to come out. And I'm like, this really isn't news. Like, you know, she said back then that, you know, that she was asked to, you know, slim down for the role. So it's like, you know, because apparently, you know, having her being extra hippie in the movie was a problem. I don't know. I'm going to get off my soapbox. Okay. But watch the video. It's funny. It's great. She basically takes over the interview, you know, and swiftly uses the force to handle the questions that are coming at her. I'll put it that way.
Nice.
Well, she is the daughter of Anakin Solo. So,
yep.
Guess what, folks? That's the end. What? Are you kidding? It's only been 40 minutes. There's plenty of ways to contact us. You can pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Leave a comment on our blog. Vote in last week's poll. Yeah, it's never too late to vote in a poll. You can also shoot. Oh, that kind of sounded dirty. Anyways.
Yeah.
Kinda.
I'll vote for your poll. Anyways, moving on. You can shoot us an email if you want to send us a dirty message. You can shoot us there at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail, in fact. Voice your dirty message at 361 COL talk to 361-265-8255. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud. cubsoutloud.tumblr.com is where you can find us at Tumblr. Twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Google+ at google.com/+cubsoutloud. Please pop over to bearunderground.net. That's the official bear website of Cubs Out Loud, and join the COL entourage. Talk amongst yourselves there. I don't need to give you a topic. Also, pop over to iTunes. Give us a review. The more ratings we get, the more people will see us. Being like, hey, a lot of people are saying this is a good show. Maybe you should listen in. So share the love. Also, leave us a review. Appreciate that very much. Pop over to StitcherRadio.net where you can give us a thumbs up and listen to us via the Stitcher Radio app. You can find me anywhere on the internet as BoxTech, BoxPuppy, BoxCub, Box, some of their other.
I am TheaterCub79 on Bear Underground, Tumblr, HeftyNet, and NomadCub on FetLife.
And I'm pretty much known as GearBear73 anywhere you want to find me on the web.
And with that, say goodnight, everybody!
Good night, everybody!
Have a good one, y'all!